All right. We were at lunch today, and unfortunately, this very rarely happens, but we didn't have a guest. And we had some socios there, and we were just sharing some ideas. And one of Jason and Jennifer Whitewings, one of our top leaders in the area, they had a gentleman there on their team named Paul. And he was sharing how he is making presentations, and he's getting ready to bring this attorney on. He sat down with the flip book and showed the attorney this, Legal Shield, and the attorney got very excited about it, and he's coming on board. And I asked him, I said, how did you get the attorney to look at it? And he said, well, I sit down with a lot of people, and here's how I do it. He said, these are just friends and family now. Just, you know, so it probably wouldn't work with a stranger, but it works so well. He said, it's working with everybody. He calls him up, and I'm going to paraphrase this because I won't get it right. He just said, if you were a friend, say, Teresa, you know, this is Frank, and have you got a minute to talk? Yeah. Well, we've been friends a long time, and I'm really excited. I went to work with this company, and I've got to learn a presentation. And if I learn this presentation and I do it right, this week I'll get a 30% raise. So if you can let me sit down and give you this presentation so I can practice it, if I do this right, I could possibly get a 30% raise. I'm a junior associate. I can move right to associate if I do this right.
That's awesome.
Would you do that for me? And he said, everybody says yes.
I love it.
So, and I embellished it a little bit. You could say, hey, Teresa, I'm very excited. I just went to work with an international company, and they're expanding. And I'm supposed to make a new presentation. And if I do this right this week, I could get a 30% raise this week.
That's awesome. And that's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little more than 30% probably, but I just thought everybody might like to hear that. That's a good thing to do with your friends and family.
Yep.
I said, well, how do you do it? He says, I just sit down with him and say, okay, I got to do this right now. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the book. I'm going to call a number. You're going to listen. And I'm supposed to call somebody. They're going to ask you how I did and what you like best. So he kind of tells them, what are you going to do? And he says, it worked on everybody. So
I love it.
That just gives people a little idea.
Yeah, especially for brand new people.
Sometimes having nobody at lunch is good sometimes, but not every time. But just today, I think it really helped a lot of people. So there's your first little training tip. And so now we'll jump into the agenda. Okay?
I love
it. Little housekeeping here.
All right, y'all. And listen, we've got a great call lined up for you. If you like
and Happy New Year, yeah, to y'all.
If you're Chinese.
Yeah.
If you, anyway, we've got a great call lined up for you. And if you like that tip you just got, just get ready. Get your journals out because you're going to get a lot more tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to empower you to grow your business. And you're going to have more reasons tonight to grow your business than you've ever had before.
Yep.
And we just want to talk to you for a moment about Larry Smith's visit here because
it was stunning.
I've got to tell y'all, we've been in the business now going on 15 years, and there were three events. There was a luncheon in Columbia.
By the way, it was a great luncheon, okay? They had a great turnout.
Yes. And Frank, I did not get to go to Columbia for that luncheon. Frank was there.
I think it was 13 associates, 10 guests
something. Yeah, that's right.
It was a good-sized luncheon.
Good-sized luncheon, great guest attendance.
I wasn't expecting what I saw. I can tell everybody on the phone. I've seen a lot of lunches.
Would you let me say
no.
This? Frank is, we're both excited. Can you tell that we're talking over each other tonight? When he came home, he walked in.
I didn't
in
get
the,
home. I called you.
He walked in the door.
Okay, I thought I called you and told you.
Well, you might have. If you did, I didn't get it because you were in front of Larry, and I knew you would say something nice about. You know, you expect him to brag on the presentation, right? He walked in the door. Larry was not with him. He'd already dropped him off at the hotel. He looked at me square in the eyes, and Frank said to me, Teresa, that was the best presentation I've seen in the history of us being with the company. I about fell out. I mean,
well,
for Frank
I hear
to say
a lot
that,
of them and see a lot of them. And, you know, we've seen some really good presenters.
And I will tell you this, he had a completely new way to make that membership come to life for the people in front of him. And we have captured the idea. We're going to be sharing it with the presenters in the company who are
right.
The people who speak in front of groups. And I will tell you this, you saw it twice. And
it was stunning.
It was stunning. He brings the whole membership to life. By talking about the card, meaning the membership card.
That sounds so vague, but I'm telling
you,
I'm telling you, we've never had anything tangible here.
I know. And he held it up, and he would give an example. He did not use the word membership but one time in the entire presentation. It was all about the card.
Matter of fact, when it was over, no one talked about the membership. They just wanted to they just wanted to sign up and get that card and keep it forever.
That's right. He would give an example of using the membership.
Don't tell them.
I want to tell them.
All right, go
They need
it.
To know it. Frank wants to keep it a secret, but we can't.
No, I don't. It's not as impactful.
I know if you're not in front of it, but you just use your imagination.
It's kind of like saying, let's go to Vegas, and you go, well, okay, but you don't know until you get there, you know?
Well, we'll do our best on the call.
All right, go for it.
Because when he gave a testimony, like, you know, an example of using the membership for a letter or for a speeding ticket, he would hold the card up, and he would say after the example, do you think life is better with the card? And then he'd put the card behind him. Or do you think life is better without the card? He must have done that 8 times.
And the whole audience would say, with the card.
Yeah, and they'd also, gosh, with the card.
Because it was just story and then that statement.
Yeah.
Story and then that statement. Story and that. And when they got done, they want the card. How many of you want the card? And they said, I want the card.
And it was remarkable, to say the very least. David Mack copied the presentation and did it in Myrtle Beach Monday night, as well as, I believe,
Angel Quintero did it Tuesday night. Someplace.
And I believe, was Eddie, I think it was you. You were in Columbia Monday night, too. Everybody's picked up on it. And all the guests at the end of the meeting, you don't even have to ask them practically anything, like, you know, what'd you like best? They're saying, how do I get that card? It was unbelievable.
Or you can look at them and say, do you want to get your card? And they go, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Angel Quintero did it this Tuesday, and the same thing happened, and the same response from the audience.
Yes, it was
so
awesome.
You know, you'll get a chance to see it, I'm sure.
Yes, you will. Now, I've got a few more notes. I pulled out my notes from Larry's training on Saturday, and I just want to share a few of these things with you. So make sure you've got your journals out, because these things can make an impact, I think, on where you go with the business from this point forward.
Right, and don't go away, because we've got a great training coming
up. Oh, yeah, this is the pre-training for you tonight.
Yeah.
He made a statement, and I want you to understand the significance of it. Larry Smith basically had retired. I mean, he hadn't done a meeting or anything active in over a year.
Well, by the way, he has a reason to. He's making over $400,000.
Yeah, with he and his wife.
Between him and his wife, and just the renewal stuff.
So he's back. He's not just back. He is part of the executive advisory board. So he is on the inside of what's going on and what's going to be going on in the next 2 years. He's seen the plan laid out. And this is very significant, because he said that he plans and expects to make more in the next 4 years than he made in the last 17. And the promotion that is in place right now, we're going to talk about in just a few minutes, is a key component that is the beginning phase of the company truly going from 1.4 million to 7 million customers.
And I think a way to understand this is, if you had a giant puzzle in front of you and somebody handed you the first piece, it makes some sense, and you maybe start to get the picture, but you don't have the picture yet.
Yeah.
But when they finish laying down all the pieces, you say, oh, my God, no wonder he said that. And I think that, you know, that's kind of hard to understand at first, but this is like the first piece of the puzzle.
And we know Larry, we trust Larry, and we are fired up more than ever.
We don't like him, but we know him.
That's not true. We had a lot of fun with him. Here's some points he brought out in his training that are significant to make things move forward like you want them to, especially to capture your market share. Number one, he went over Dave Savula's success formula. Actually, that was part of the training that a lot of people saw. But he was emphatic about it, because number one on that list is learn to do the presentation.
Yeah, if you don't learn to do the presentation, nothing happens.
Yes. And so don't depend just on a DVD. Don't just depend on the flip book. Learn the presentation. How do you learn it? You go to every event. You listen to every call.
Well, you sit down with the flip book,
and
10 or 20 times. And here's the reason why. You may be using the system, and you may be throwing some way of somebody in, but one day you're going to be the person they three way in, and you're going to really need to know that presentation.
Exactly.
And also, we need to have new trainers
in
front of the room, and new presenters, and people who can do PBRs and luncheons and briefings. So, you know, that's the first thing, is to learn that presentation.
Absolutely. Number two, be on every conference call. We applaud you tonight. You're on the conference call. I guarantee, though, there's a lot of people who really ought to be on the conference call tonight because they gain a lot from it, but they're not for whatever reason.
And number three, you need to be at the meetings, right? And,
right.
And learn the system, be at the luncheons, right?
Right.
If they do a blitz in your area, do the blitz. Whatever they're doing, do it, because you can compound that learning into a really short period of time instead of years.
Yeah, and so number three, the emphasis was really on that weekly business briefing.
That's everything.
And it's everything. Don't, you know, be there. With a guest, without a guest, be there. Yes. Be a part of it. Number
get their early dress right and go to the thing afterwards.
Exactly. The and I just want to mention, reiterate that the event after the event is just as important as the event. A lot of y'all are skipping out on that, and you are missing the boat. That is really where things come together, so please take that serious, too, even if you just show up for 5 or 10 minutes. The event
just
after
have a,
the event.
Just have a glass of water, if nothing else, but always go to that one after, because that's where everything comes out.
And number four, you have to see the big picture through a big convention, and Oklahoma's coming up. That is just integral to your growth. And the statement that we always make about going to convention is that it's going to put you 6 months ahead of everybody else. But they corrected us. They said that was
it's
a whole year this time. The word on the street is, no, you're not going to be 6 months ahead. You're going to be 12 months ahead. Everybody needs to be there that's serious about their business. And I'll tell you this. He also talked about in the 17 years he's been with the company, he's seen so many new MLM companies come and go. Monavive was a big splash, and you don't even hear of them today. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of companies like that, you know, because, you know, people get distracted by all that stuff going on in the marketplace. This company is so solid, and our future is more solid than anything that's been in the past. It is so exciting. Saturation. Somebody, you know, says, well, you know, eventually won't we get saturated? Well, you know what? We have 40,000 new members with cards, new ones per month. New members with their membership card per month, 40,000 right now. Guess how many kids turn 21 every day?
I don't know. How many?
135,000 kids.
Really?
Every day. That's what he said.
135,000 kids.
Turn 21 every day in this
wow.
country. So, and guess what? With identity theft, there are 22,000 new victims every day. So we have got an unlimited market. It is so exciting.
Really good stats.
It is good stats. So here are the main fundamentals to make everything work. There are five fundamentals. Number one, market the card. And when I say the card, I'm talking about the membership report.
Recruit associates to market the card.
Right. Number two is recruit associates to market the card.
There you go.
Number three?
Build for events. Number four is really important. What is that?
Personal development is number four.
And number five is teach others the same thing.
Yes.
And same four things. And that really does make it work.
And we could spend a long time on each one of those 5 points, but I just want to give them to you tonight. I want you to put them down in your notes. I want you to post them up. That and Dave Savula's success formula, those are going to be integral to moving forward.
Okay, those four again are market the card, recruit others to market the card, build for events, and personal development, and teach others to do the top four.
Right.
There you go.
Now, we are going to segue into two segments. And I'm going to roll it out to Bill Sullivan, who I'm going to introduce here. Frank and I will introduce him in just a second. He's going to do the Book of the Month comments, and he's going to cover a member story. Then, Bill, I want you to roll it back to us, and we want to set up your...
After the membership
after
story.
After those two segments, and we want to set up your training that you'll be doing after that.
Can I do one thing?
Absolutely.
Since this is the new year, right? This is the new year.
We've
got the first puzzle, right?
Okay, yes.
And we know what's happening, and everybody's going to hear about how to market better by using this as a card. You know, is life better with the card or without the card?
Right.
I think right now is everybody's turn to set some big audacious goals. I mean, if you'll set some big audacious goals, you won't let little things get in your way. But if you set a little goal in your life, you know, when the laundry has to get done, you got to do the laundry. If you got to, you know, cut the grass, that'll get in your way. But when you set big audacious goals, you don't let anything get in your way.
That's right.
Not too long ago, about 10 years ago, I set a goal that, you know, we'd have $20,000 extra a month coming in, and right now I'm $3,000 off of that. I mean, on top of everything else, I wanted another $20,000 a month coming in, and I didn't let a damn thing get in my way. Nothing could get in my way and I'm only $3,000 off, and that means that if I could just figure out and recruit a few more people and have $250 more coming in a day, I can get that done.
That's right.
That's unbelievable.
It is. But that was a big audacious goal.
It was a big audacious goal, $20,000. It took me, basically 10 years, I would think, to pull that off. And I said, okay, I'll just do it a thousand at a time.
That's on top of the other income.
On top of our other income that we're making. And I've got a new goal, and Teresa doesn't know about this. And I now want to have that, go to from, the total amount of $50,000 a year, a month, and by the time I'm 80, and I've got 10 years to pull that off. So I really think that we can do that. But let me tell you, if you don't set a big, hairy, audacious goal, you may not get there. And here's what I'm talking about. What if you said to yourself, I'm going to do, instead of doing 2 exposures a day, I'm going to do 10 exposures a day or 5 exposures a day. Set something large, and by the end of the year, if you set those huge, audacious goals, you'll get it done because you won't let little things get in your way. If you go in 2 and 2, take it to 5. You will be stunned at the difference in your business just by setting that goal.
Yeah.
And leaving home with every day with who you're going to go talk to. I'm going to talk to the lady at the laundry. I'm going to talk to the guy at Sears or wherever else you go. And you don't even have to know their name. And go there and talk to them and give them some information. But set those goals. It's a new year.
I love it. Good advice. And you're going to really, take heed of that advice. Put something in your notes so you remember that advice. Big, hairy, audacious goals. That's a great, I love that.
Yeah, and you don't have to sponsor them. You're just soaring. You're just getting exposures out. All I want you to do is get those goals set to get it done. And listen, a goal is something only you and you alone can do. No one else can do that goal. Don't expect someone else to go out and do your 5 for you. You're the only one. And so, you can't say, well, they won't do this, they won't do that. I always lay it on me. I didn't do that. So, anyway, there you go.
Awesome stuff.
Big, audacious goal.
Yeah, that's going to fit into the pieces of the puzzle tonight very well by the time we get to the end of the call. We're going to turn it over now to one of our leaders out in Tennessee. Bill and Jan Sullivan are phenomenal people. They are people you would want to be friends with for life, when we are. We treasure their friendship.
We've been friends for 20-something years.
Yeah, and it's so awesome to be in business with people that you love like that. And they are leading the way in Tennessee. He is a co-regional manager out there, and he is an instrumental in the meetings and the trainings that go on in Tennessee.
Luncheon.
And luncheons, all of that.
Everything.
That's right. So, Mr. Bill Sullivan, I'm going to turn it over to you for the 2 segments, the membership story and the book review.
It is great to be with you tonight. When I was thinking about this book review, it reminded me of something that I saw in Food City just a couple of weeks ago.
Can you speak up a little, Bill?
I was in Food City, the grocery store, just a few weeks ago, and I saw a dad pushing a 3 or 4-year-old little boy down the aisle. And the little boy reached out and knocked some cookies off on the floor. And the father slapped his hand, and he said, "You're so stupid." And he said that to a 3 or 4-year-old little boy. And I was wondering what the long-range effect of that angry comment was going to be when that little boy grows up. And I don't know how many people are listening on this call right now, but I wonder how many of us have had somebody that we loved and trusted make a comment like that somewhere back down the years. They might have said, "You're not very smart. You're not very good looking. We don't really like you. You don't fit in. Why can't you do as well as your brother? You're not very good at this." Or maybe something like, "Well, your mother's overweight, so you're probably going to always be overweight too." And all of us have some negative comments and thought patterns on our brain, kind of like a virus. So I was thinking about that when I started reading the book of the month, Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And he talks in the early part of that book how lingering early programming can impose limitations on us. And a lot of times we tell ourselves, "I can't help the way I think. It's always been this way. Hey, it's just my nature. Or it can't be changed. Maybe this is all I've ever known. After all, that's what's been handed to me, and I just got to make the best of it." And I think all of us on the call tonight, if we're honest with ourselves, we've got some negative noise going on in our head. And so I flipped over on page 5 of this book, and I want to quote exactly. This is an exact quote I'm going to read to you off of page 5. Dr. Dyer says, "Every self-limiting thought that you employ to explain why you're not living life to the absolute fullest, so that you're purposeful, content, and fully alive, is something that you can change and reverse. Regardless of how long you've had that belief, and no matter how rooted it is in tradition, in science, or in a life experience, even if it seems like an insurmountable obstacle, you can overcome these thoughts, and you can begin noticing that they've been working to hold you back. You can embark on deprogramming effort that allows you to live an excuse-free life, one day at a time, one miracle at a time, one new belief at a time. And I'd like to quote Mr. Jim Rohn and ask this question: what if that's true? What if we really could deprogram those negative thoughts in our minds? And I know that all of us have been wounded by some comment, like that father who told his little boy, "You're stupid." We've all had things that hinder us, and Dr. Dyer calls it viruses that become excuses that keep us where we are, that keep us from moving forward. And on page 5, Dr. Dyer says, every limiting thought that we employ to explain why we're not living life to the absolute fullest is something that we can change and reverse. If that's true, wouldn't it be worth picking this book up and reading it? I think as you do, you'll find some answers to things that I certainly have that have plagued me for a long time. So our book of the month, we're going to stay with it because this is a little more difficult book to read. We're going to stay with it through this month of February. It's called Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. I want to tell a quick member story, and I think Paul may be on here listening. I'm not sure. He is someone who bought a membership from us. He was working on a construction job, and they dropped a scissor lift on his back. And so he was hurt. He was dealing with workman's comp over a disability claim. And they were asking for more paperwork and round and round and round, and nothing seemed to be moving. And Paul felt like he couldn't move on with his life until he got this thing settled. And I don't know how many of us have ever dealt with some big bureaucracy like the workman's comp people, but it's not very much fun. And so he bought a membership to Legal Shield. He called our provider law firm in Nashville, and they referred him to an attorney over in Oak Ridge. Now, Oak Ridge is about 60 miles from here, but they said this attorney is phenomenal at workman's comp. So Paul called the attorney on Friday, and the attorney said, "Look, I cannot meet with you today, and I understand it's a long ways. Why don't we meet on Sunday afternoon? I'll meet you halfway, and we'll meet at McDonald's." So Paul was kind of surprised. He rode out, met the guy at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at McDonald's. And Paul said just in a few minutes they had two tables covered with paper. They basically set up an office in there. And he said that attorney knew exactly what everything was by the time they left there. And then the attorney made this statement to Paul. He said, "Under Tennessee law, when I go and fight a workman's comp claim for you, under Tennessee law, I'm allowed to keep 25% of whatever I recover. But because you have Legal Shield, I only am allowed to keep 20% up to a maximum of $4,000. So Paul was mighty impressed with that, and mighty impressed with the fact that the guy drove 35 miles over to meet him. And 2 weeks later, this case was solved. Paul has his disability, and now he can move on with his life. I don't want to ever be without that card, and I suspect, Paul, if you're listening here, you'll agree with me. You'd never want to be without it either. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Mr. and Mrs. Coyne.
So life is better with the card than without the card. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but Bill, call me after this. I got something to tell you. That is incredible.
I love it.
The story was wonderful, and that thing about the virus, and I just wrote down something. It says, what you say spreads like a virus.
What you think, though, too.
And, well, what you say definitely spreads. And, I mean, somebody will be telling the story about the Chinese New Year tomorrow, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
And all the other stuff, you know, the stuff we said tonight will spread like wildfire, and this life is better with the car than without the car. So is what you're saying, is it bringing your friends up or bringing them down? I mean, you're the one who makes the decision on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason we say sometimes you've got to slow up to hurry up. Don't speak right away. Think about what you're saying, right? Bill, that was a phenomenal job, and I never will forget that statement. What you say spreads like a virus. That is a terrific statement.
It is. A great job. The book of the month, Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Please get it. Go check it out of the library, order it, you download it, whatever you know your style is. I understand it's on CD as well, so let's make sure that we all are plugging into that fabulous book.
Yeah, and by the way, to get rid of all that stinking thinking, that stuff about I'm a victim, I'm this, I'm that, when you set up big audacious goals,
that helps.
Well, you get rid of it because now you got something to shoot at.
That's right.
Every time somebody starts complaining and whining and being a wiener, I always know they don't have any goals to go after. They're too busy talking about the other crap.
All right.
All right. This is exciting, y'all. What's
going on? Draw a line in your journal, please. We are going to talk about the half-off your enrollment fee promotion.
Well, this is how to come into LegalShield for $5. That's what this is. How
exactly.
Do you enroll somebody basically for $5 instead of $149?
That's exactly right. So let's make sure.
We explained that last night to about five people, and that made such a difference when they signed up.
I love it. So this is, in
this
my
is
opinion,
that piece of the puzzle you're talking
this
about.
This is the piece. This is the first piece of the puzzle to kick off 2013 that is going to start building toward you and I claiming market share, moving toward 7 million customers.
Let's keep them guessing just a minute. When I talked to Alan Fernley, he said to me, this was about a month or two, whenever I talked to him last, no, a month ago, he said, Frank, we need thousands and thousands of more associates to have in place so that when we start this project this year that we're doing, that we've got enough associates to write the memberships. Now, that's a piece of the puzzle you needed to know this. This begins that piece of the puzzle of getting the thousands of new associates. When you can bring somebody into the business and it virtually ends up costing them $5, we will have thousands of new people. Now, listen to how this goes. Is that good enough?
Oh, man.
Is that a cliffhanger?
Yeah, man. Okay. I hope y'all understood what he just said.
Yeah, because I never told you that.
No, you didn't.
I mean, I just remembered what he said.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize what he was saying until this came out.
Yeah. And now the puzzle pieces come together for Frank. So the beginning of the puzzle pieces. This is exciting. This is the best promotion they've ever put in place, in my opinion, in the history of us being with the company going on 15 years. And here's why. If somebody can start the business, they pay $149. As soon as they recruit one person with a membership and in licensed states, the identity theft membership counts.
Well, let's do this. They make $69, first of all, for the membership. And then what?
They're going to get a $75 rebate. So when you add the money that they make on the $35.95 plan, which you just stated, and the $75, they end up netting out paying about $5 to start their business. And that money is like right away. I mean, this whole program is going to last between February 1st and March 31st. But there's some people on the line tonight that are still in their Fast Start qualification period.
Right.
They can also get that $75 rebate. As soon as they enroll their first person with a membership, they're going to get that rebate.
So if they're in their Fast Start qualification, or if they come in now and between March 31st.
Right.
In a licensed state, they don't have to sell the LegalShield plan. They can just do identity theft. Is
right.
that correct?
Yes.
If you're in a licensed state.
Right. You do need to go back and add on the legal plan.
Yeah, I don't know how much you make when you just sell that identity theft.
But you'll eventually make it all.
Yeah, and you'll get your $75 on top of that. So I'm going to clear that up. If you're doing the $35 plan, you do $69 with the plan, then $75, that's $144. You just paid $5 to get in the business.
Exactly.
And here's your deal. You tell your new person, say, listen, if you will let me, I will show you. If you will let me help you, I'll show you how this is only going to cost you $5.
Yes. Now, the momentum starts now because somebody coming in at the end of March, for example, they can get that benefit, but they can't use this to recruit new people. We have 2 months to use this, Frank,
yeah,
to recruit new people.
So if you
people.
Recruit me,
mm-hmm.
I end up paying $5.
Right.
But I can go to my guy and recruit 10 more people.
Yes.
And they can save the same amount of money.
Yes. This is going to start a wildfire of recruiting.
Yeah, this is part of those thousands and thousands of new associates, so that when they put the next thing in place,
that's
we've
right.
got enough associates to write memberships.
Now, keep in mind, with that incentive, you're going to have people moving toward their Fast Start qualification 10 times, 1,000 times, maybe faster than they normally would have. If they know that they can get $75 back with their first enrolled recruit, an associate, a Fast Start associate with a membership, they're going to do that quickly. I mean, we've got people so excited about this right now. So they only need 2 more memberships, Frank, to completely Fast Start qualify.
Absolutely.
So, we're talking about...
And when they Fast Start qualify and you're a 20, you know, you're getting 20 points yourself, you get some more money too. But go ahead.
Do I?
You can hit that in just a minute.
Okay. All right. Now, I've got some figures I want you to write down because I want y'all to understand what it means to recruit somebody and to put them front line. Help them get that $75 back as soon as possible. Help them market 2 more memberships. Then they'll be fully Fast Start qualified. And then the recruiting system is rolling, and your overrides are rolling.
I wonder what you did all these numbers for.
Yes.
Y'all, this is amazing.
This is you the numbers for you helping this program work. You recruit somebody tonight, tomorrow morning, with this incentive. And they go to town within 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever. They've recruited their first person. They are getting their $75 back. And when they just sell 2 more memberships and finish their Fast Start qualification, which is going to be a big incentive for them to do. So, you know, it's just right there in front of them. They're going to do that quickly. Here's what you're going to make if you are at the associate level, meaning you Fast Start qualified yourself or moved up from junior to associate. Helping that one person do that, you're going to make $205.
From that one person?
From that one, helping that one person.
Just do one associate, one member, and 3 memberships.
Right. One recruit and 3 memberships.
$205.
Yes. Now, you could make more if they Fast Start qualified with 5 memberships, but we're really looking into this program. We are looking at and futuring, if you will, what's going to happen 90% of the time. People are going to get that $75 back with a new recruit, and they've got 1 membership under their belt. They're going to market 2 more, and the associate is going to make $205. Now, by the way, just as a side note, if you repeat that a total of three times, repeat it twice again for a total of 3 times, not only are you a senior associate, because you helped 3 people Fast Start qualify in 3 different legs.
But you made a ton of money.
You've already made $615. And that doesn't count any marketing of memberships you are making commissions on. So $615 for helping
That's
3 people.
That's true, because you'd made money off those people you recruit, too.
Yes. Well,
this
does include that. That includes
okay.
that.
Okay.
This
All
includes
right.
what you make just selling those 3 memberships and as they Fast Start qualify.
Okay.
$615. Now, I want all the senior associates to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you right now. Because when you do the same thing that we just described, when you recruit 1 junior associate and they go to town and they actually take advantage of this program, they recruit their first person, they market 3 memberships, they're now Fast Start qualified, you just made $342 by helping 1 do that, just 1.
So if you do 3 of those in the next 2 months, right? I mean, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You'll make $1,026 doing that.
That's exactly right. If you do it, if you help 3 people Fast Start qualify senior associates.
Now the managers, when they do that same thing, they bring on an associate and they sell a membership and move 2 more memberships, they make mm-hmm. what?
$470, almost $500.
And then if they do 2 more in the next 2 months, they would have made
$1,434.
That's
exactly
really good
right.
stuff.
And directors, I bet you we've got over 50% directors on this call tonight.
Oh, there's no doubt about
Listen
it.
Listen up, directors. When you help...
That's a house payment.
When you recruit one person, put them front line, and you help them take advantage of this program, they go out, they recruit their first person and market 3 memberships. In overrides and that first commission that you make from selling them, you make $615 for one.
And two more in the 2 months.
And you make $1,845, almost $2,000 for helping 3 people. Helping 3 people take advantage of this program. An executive director's on the line. And by
tell
the
me
way,
that wouldn't pay your way to Oklahoma.
I forgot to recognize and congratulate Caroline Singleton and Phil Singleton for hitting executive director. They're qualified this month. I want you to know executive directors make...
Well, let's go back to that. They get executive director this month.
Yes. Caroline and Phil Singleton. Listen up, Caroline.
Congratulations to you, Caroline and Phil. Y'all are fantastic. The whole company's proud of you.
That's right. And I didn't go through all of them tonight, but they have not hit it in a while. They just hit it, so we're really excited about that. They're going to make... All the executive directors are going to make almost $800 for helping one person take advantage of this program.
And if they do it three people in the next two months do the same thing, it's $2,376.
Yes.
That will get you to Oklahoma.
Now, there's some more money that I didn't mention. Everybody that is Power 20...
That's what I mentioned a while ago. You get more money.
Oh, okay. You get $100 for every Fast Start qualifier in your organization.
So you would.
That's nothing new. That's been going on.
So you put $100 on top.
Yes.
$300 on top of each one of those.
Yes, if you are the Power 20 person and it's in your open volume.
So if you're an associate and you did 3, right? Well, you wouldn't. You'd move up. You keep moving up. That gets a little complicated.
Yes.
But just add another $300.
Okay. So just understand
that. We're excited about it.
There's a lot of money on the table. This is the best incentive program the company has ever put into place, and now...
It's not worth a damn, though, if they don't tell somebody about it, and you don't get out and really promote this.
Right.
That, you know, you can show them how to come into business for $5, virtually.
Right.
You can almost guarantee it if they do anything. If they'll make their list, have you sit down with them, you know, do that presentation with 10 or 20 people, you know you're going to bring in people.
You're
going to bring one person into business at least and get one membership, and you've got the money.
That's exactly
$5.
Right.
$5.
Right.
Right?
Right. Private conference calls, private business receptions, all those things are going to help the new person move forward fast and quickly and get that $75 back.
There you go.
Now, Bill Sullivan called me. We were talking last night after the briefings, after his briefing and after ours. He was so excited about the information and the training that
now,
he heard.
And Bill doesn't get excited about nothing.
We both listen when Bill speaks up. And he was talking about Bill Walker's training that was doing a training on Patrick Shaw's conference call, and he happened to get wind of it and checked it out. And I understand why he's excited about it. And
he's had great results already.
Yes, this is tried and true. What is it? Tried and tested. Even in the last 24 hours.
What's the guy's track record that trained him on this?
Maybe Bill knows that better than I do. I'm not sure.
Okay, all right.
But I know he's way up in the company. So.
Okay.
So, Mr. Bill Sullivan, we want to put you back on. I want everybody to get those pens ready to take a few notes. And please describe to everybody what you described to me and what happened today with that.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. Mr. Bill Walker lives in Iowa, and he makes 6 figures a year as earned. He doesn't take advanced commissions, so he takes all of his income as earned. And we'll talk a little bit more about his story, but what he said to start out was really interesting. He said, people hate to be sold, but people love to buy. And when people buy because they see a need, our retention goes up drastically. And I know that you guys are always talking about it's got to be duplicatable. If the system is not going to be duplicatable, that we're going to go broke if we can't teach duplicatable. So I want to talk about what he talked about, because this is extremely duplicatable. He says if the product is buying a membership because of what it will do is for his family, the membership's going to stay on the books. But when we're talking and we're trying to convince that prospect, we're trying to sell. People hate to be sold. When the prospect buys because he sees the value, the membership will stay on the books. So Mr. Walker's system is pretty simple. Everywhere he goes, he says he is always prospecting so that he can present. And here's his system, and everybody on this call can duplicate it. He says he tries to pass out 250 business cards a month to everybody he meets. He said he buys his gas at a different convenience store just about every day so that he can pass out business cards. And he uses those business cards that you can get from JFA that are the fold-over ones, and at the bottom of it, there's a space where you can tear it off. There's a space for someone's name and phone number, their contact information. So here's a system. He walks up to someone, and he says, he hands them a card, and he says, "Sir, if I can ever help you, would you give me a call?" He's not selling anything. And then he turns around to walk away. And normally the person will ask a question such as, "Are you an attorney?" or "What is Legal Shield?" So they'll ask some question about that. And he answers, "No, I'm not an attorney, but let me ask you a question. And you need to write this down, what I'm fixing to say, because this is dynamite." He says, "If you knew that you could pick up the phone and call an attorney and ask a legal question without getting a bill, would you?" They says, "If you knew that you could pick up the phone and call an attorney and ask a legal question without getting a bill for it, would you?" And he says, a few people will say no. He says, just walk away, because Ron White says, hey, you can't fix stupid. But most people will say yes. And here's what separates people. Most of us as salespeople, we're ready to pounce on them when they say yes. We're ready to go do a presentation. He says, this is the time to back off and ask this question. Would you like to learn some more? And right at this point, if we start presenting, we're selling. So the guy says, yeah, I'd like to learn some more. Would you be willing to watch a video? The guy says, well, sure. So on the bottom of his card, he has www.greatlegalbenefit.com. So he kind of reaches over and takes the card back from the person that he's talking to, takes his pen out and circles that video. And then he says, I asked the person, what's the best number that I could reach you so that after you've looked at it, I'd like to ask you a question. And so now he's writing it down. What's the best time could I call you back? And if the product says something like, well, you know, I'll get back to you, he says, okay, that's fine. The next part is critical. After you've got the person's contact information, look them in the eye and say, I need for you to be 100% honest with me. Will you do that? After you've watched the video, if you're not interested, will you just let me know right away? If you'll do that, then I'll be honest with you. I won't pursue it any further. Doesn't that sound like a fair arrangement? So if you call the person and they say, you know, they're not interested, he says, hey, thanks for watching it. And ask them, if I can ever help you, would you give me a call back? Because sometime soon, they're going to need Legal Shield. And if we pressure them, they're never going to call back. But if we just walk away like that and leave it friendly, when they need Legal Shield, they'll call back. So if the prospect sees the video and he has more questions, he'll ask this, would you like for me to answer your questions right now on the phone, or would you rather meet for a cup of coffee and let me answer them there? And then he says, this will cut down by 50% wasting your time. He says, when I'm talking to the prospect, after they've watched the video, he asks this, has your wife or your husband also watched the video? Because we all know how many times we've seen a husband or a wife and they're really excited and then they go talk to the spouse and they vanish. So ask the question, has your husband or wife seen the video? Mr. Walker says that for every 10 business cards he passes out, he finds that 3 people will talk to him and two of them will buy a membership. And then there's a couple other things, but one of the things he says, when people raise the objection about the 25% discount, you mean I'm going to have to pay for some of this or any of those kind of objections, he asked this question: will the problem go away without the help of an attorney? And he says usually they shake their head and say no. He'll say, doesn't saving 25% sound like a pretty good idea? So this was our training last night. This morning I had a 9 o'clock appointment with an automobile dealer over in Knoxville at Panera Bread. And so I wanted to show him how this might work. There was a gentleman sitting at the table next to us, and I reached over and handed him a business card and said, if I could ever help you, would you give me a call? And he said, yeah. And he looked at the card, and he said, well, what is this? And I asked him the question, if you could pick up the phone and call an attorney and get some legal help and not have to pay a bill, would you do that? And the guy said, of course I would. What'd I do? And so I showed him where the video was on the bottom, and then I got his card. And he sort of wanted to interrupt our conversation because he kept wanting to ask questions. And so I was very polite. I said, I hope I'm not going to be rude, but this gentleman and I have some business to discuss. We've just got a few minutes. If you don't mind, would you watch that video, and may I call you back tomorrow morning? He said, yeah, please do. And so he is a real estate agent with Gables and Gates Realtors over in Knoxville. And I asked him how many other real estate agents are with that firm, and he said about 40. So that was my first experience with it this morning. At 11:30, I sat down with a new associate, and I think they're on the line, Keith and Coy Pierce. We sat down at Starbucks, and so we talked about it just a minute, and I wanted to show them how it worked. So there were two young ladies at the table next to us, and I reached over and handed one of them a card and said, if I could ever help you out, would you call me? And she looked at it and said, would this be good for businesses? And I said, absolutely, it would be great for businesses. And the other lady at the table said, could I have one of those cards also? And so I looked at their cards, and they are H&D Marketing Professionals, your small business solutions. So I asked them a question. If you could pick up the phone and call an attorney and not get a bill in the mail, would you? They both pretty adamantly agreed that they would. So I asked them if they would watch the video, and I'll call them back tomorrow morning. So then I went to lunch with another associate at a restaurant, and he had to run and pick something up. And there were two gentlemen standing there in coats and ties. They weren't talking to each other, but they were kind of standing in the same area. And I've never known how to, Mr. Coyne, I know you can walk up to those guys anytime and open up a conversation. I don't have that ability. I don't know how to do that. I'm a little intimidated. So I walked up to both of those gentlemen and handed them a card and said, if I could ever help you, would you call me? And one of them looked at the card and he said, are you an attorney? And I said, no, sir, but may I ask you a question? If you could pick up the phone and call an attorney and not get a bill in the mail, would you do it? And he said, absolutely. He is the chief operating officer of, well, I won't say the name of the company because someone out here might know them. And the other guy was looking at the card and asked me a question, and he is a financial advisor with Stern Agee. So I have 4 people to call back tomorrow that look like great prospects. The total amount of time that took was probably under 3 minutes. To me, that is a great prospecting technique. And so I'll turn the call back over to the two of you, Mr. and Mrs. Coyne.
You just stunned it, boy. I mean, that was some good stuff, Mr. Bill Sullivan.
Man, that is so exciting. It's so simple.
You've got a big, hairy, audacious goal now. You got to do 10 of those a day.
Now, did you say he
does? Actually, I was talking with Martha Garrett, and I know she's on the phone.
Uh-huh.
I told her that I was stopping by Lowe's to get one thing and to pass out 4 business cards, and I met my goal in Lowe's this afternoon.
I love it.
Now, you know, a lot of you don't do 4 a week. I mean, so I'm really proud of you, Bill Sullivan.
Wow.
And I know everybody, you know, well, not everybody. Maybe some didn't, but most of the people on here got a lot out of this training. I'm just letting you know that that's going to give them an easy way to do this.
Well, I've got a question for you, Mr. Clark.
Okay.
If I could talk to an attorney, would I do it? Yeah, I would.
That's one of my questions. The other question is, do you think that the folks on this call would like to hear that complete training between Mr. Walker and Patrick Shaw?
What do you think? I don't know, Bill. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't.
All they have to do is go to teamprosperitypartners.com, which is Mr. Patrick Shaw's website, go under training, go under basic training, and you will see Bill Walker, the 3-foot rule, and that call is archived there. They have also made CDs of it, and they pass those out in group school these days. So they're everywhere. That training is everywhere. It is.
Can you get one of those CDs?
I do. I have some of those CDs. I've been making copies of it, actually, while we've been talking.
That's great. I love it, Bill.
I was going to ask you something, but I don't know what the heck I was going to
ask. Well, I will tell you this. I'm glad we had you on the call to explain that tonight. I mean, I could have gotten Bill Walker on probably tonight.
But he experienced what Bill taught.
You took it and you applied it, and, I mean, you went through all the 4 phases of knowledge with this one technique.
They learned knowledge. You know, it all works.
So, great job, Bill. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for the entire organization to hear this. Simple,
and I will say this, though, when you walk up to somebody, one of the best opening lines, Bill, to talk to somebody, say, excuse me, can I ask you a question? And they go, yeah. Say, do you mind if I give you this business card? That's how you break the ice on that conversation.
Excuse me, may I ask you a question?
Yeah, excuse me, can I ask you a question?
I got you.
And that way it breaks the ice for you to give permission to give them a business card. Do you mind if I give you my business card? And you give the business card out then.
Yeah.
That's how I talk to almost everybody, Bill.
Excuse me, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Yeah,
you do that all the time.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the opening line.
That is fantastic.
Great job,
thank
Mr.
You,
Bill Sullivan.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you, buddy.
All right, y'all. This is a wrap. We want everybody.
Well, before we get started, I don't want to do a wrap. You got something to say?
I was just going
to
say, let's focus everybody on recruiting one this week. I had a question for Bill, though I didn't get answered. You said Bill Walker earns $100,000 as earned. And for the people who are new on the line, that means he is in the money.
That means that he doesn't take advance commission. He takes 1/12 of the sale every month.
Yes, and if he's making 6 figures on that, believe me, his residual income is going to build up to no telling what as time goes on. So, but my question was, did you say he gives out 50 business cards a month? Was that the number?
Oh, no, his goal is he goes on JFA Online and orders those business cards that have that tear off on the bottom. He orders 250 a month, and his goal is to be out by the end of the month.
I love it.
Oh, by the way, last year he recruited 197 associates.
Wow.
197?
Shaw said that since he has been in the business, he's only recruited about 110 in however long he's been in there. Mr. Walker recruited 197 last year. Using
wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, we average about one or two a month, Bill, ourselves.
That's incredible.
That's 12. No wonder his check is like that.
No wonder he can be as earned at $100,000. He's probably closer to $250,000 at that.
You know, I'll tell you something y'all may not know, but we own a store that prints business cards and stuff like that. And one of my clients, I was in there the other day, he owns a place where they sell hair supplies. He comes in every 60 days and orders 10,000 business cards that he and his team get out. 10,000.
Wow.
This is the third or fourth order they just placed.
Yeah.
And they're one of the busiest places in this town.
Well, it makes you accountable. You know how many you're ordering. You know how many are left.
They give them to everybody. They go into all the beauty shops, barber shops. They go everywhere. But it is that exposure that makes a difference.
Thank
Mr. Sullivan,
Dale.
Great job. Great job to everybody.
Invaluable.
I've never asked y'all to do this before, but I'm going to ask you to do this. And you may not even believe when I ask you to do this. I would like to know what y'all think about this call. This is called tonight. I would love you to text me. Did you hear me say that? Can they can text me on my phone and let me
your
know.
Phone might not take. I turned that off.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, how can they get? I want to know how. What segments you like? What impressed you the most tonight, or what made the most impact? Was it the thing about the Chinese New Year, the big hairy audacious goal, the story about the virus, or was it the Bill's training? Just what was it that you learned the most out of?
Or what, just all of it, whatever it was.
Anything that impressed you, if you like to call or whatever, please, you know, how would they get that information?
You can email me, TiaCoin@BetterAssets.com. You can get to that in your back office if you don't have it already.
Yeah, we just want some comments.
Or you can text it to my phone, which is 843-364-0307.
Yeah. And don't just think about it. Just put down, I like this training, or you can go into a little explanation if you want to. But just let us know. We really want to do this, make sure we're giving y'all the right information here and getting, or was it the promotion? I mean, the promotion is enormous. And you could say these three things excited me, or whatever.
Yeah, that's good. We need some feedback now and then, just so we know what you like on the call. And we appreciate all of you being on the call. We're going to have some Destiny calls soon here. But anyways, tonight, this is the team call, and this is a wrap.
Listen, thank you all very much, Frank and Teresa and Sonny Charlton, South Carolina stand. Good night to everybody, and to Michael Catlow, thank you for your participation tonight.
Absolutely.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.